Was it hard?
Bobby asked quietly.
Afterwards, I mean. After what? After I shot the man in Arizona, or after I shot Jim Beckett? Either one. Sorry to say, son, but I've never killed a man. Not even Jim Beckett? Nope.
Dylan smiled ruefully, then flexed out his shoulder.
Though it wasn't from lack of trying. Oh,
Bobby said, though he hadn't meant to sound so disappointed. Dylan looked at him a while, contemplating. Finally, the man gestured around the empty space.
10 years ago, he announced, I would never have thought I'd be here. Never thought I'd have a wife. Never thought I'd have 2 daughters. Never thought I'd be happy. Because of Beckett?
Bobby asked.
Because of a lot of things. Maybe I've never killed a man, but for a lot of my life I came close enough.
Dylan shrugged.
I remember what it's like to sit and wait with your crosshairs sighted on a human head. I know what it's like to will yourself to pull the trigger. I didn't think much of it at the time. Of course not. At the time you were too busy. At the time you were doing your job. As now. In all the hours and days to come. In all the moments when life gets quiet. That you're going to find yourself remembering again. Wondering for the 1100th time what you could have done differently. If you could have done something differently. I keep telling myself it doesn't matter. What's done is done. No use torturing myself with it now. Sound advice. So why aren't I taking it? You never will. You want to talk about regrets? I can talk about regrets, Officer Dodge. I can give you a whole laundry list of people I wish I had saved and people I wish I had killed. Give me 5 minutes and a bottle of tequila and I can destroy my whole life. But you don't. You have to find something, Officer Dodge, something that anchors you. Something that keeps you looking forward, even on the bad days when you're tempted to look back. Your family?
Bobby guessed.
My family.
Dylan agreed evenly. Bobby looked him in the eye.
So who really killed Jim Beckett? Tess did.
Your wife?
Yeah. That woman can sure wield a shotgun. And she's doing okay with that? Killing him? Honestly, she hasn't touched a gun since.